This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Circa 1955. And I just got a box, specialty box from Circa 1955. And I hear more are coming soon. And let me tell you, my wife, when she got it, she loved it. And it was the adventure box. It's not available, I don't believe, right now. It was a limited time thing. But I think there's more coming. One's coming for Christmas. And it's available at circa1955.com. You can either buy individual candles or join a monthly subscription plan. I love them. You're going to love them. Tell them about it, JoJo.
I got a Hummer. You need a Hummer. And that's why we do it here at Ole Miss.
That was the endorser of Circa 1955, Coach Ogeron, who you know
back
of.
In his Ole Miss days, not his LSU
he's
days.
He's currently at LSU, but that's beside the point.
Coach O.
And if anybody's looking for a job, there's an opening at Ole Miss.
I heard. We'll talk about that at another time, probably during a live Patreon show. But for now, Circa 1955, the happiest candle collection on Earth, a scented candle subscription inspired by the attractions, treats, and atmospheres found at the Disney parks. Probably one of our most popular advertisers, and there's a reason. It's really easy to order. They're always on time, high quality, and great for gift giving as the holidays are very quickly approaching. If you're in my house, the holidays are already here. That is Halloween. Go to circa1955.com. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, October 11th, 2017, and this is episode 1584 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm The Grease.
And I'm Matt Lott.
And we continue our World Showcase Showdown. I don't know if that's what we called it.
I don't know that that's ever been described that way, Lo.
What have we called it? The World Showcase Deep Dive. The World Showcase Breakdown. I think it's actually called the World Showcase Breakdown. And last month, we took you to China, which means, no, Norway last. No, China was last. Now, we're working our way to the Gemini Pavilion. To quote Stacy from the
in-room
video of pretzels and beer. You've all seen that. No, you have.
How many accents are we going to hear from Logan during this one?
Is that good? Oh, man. If you've been to the Germany Pavilion, you maybe know more than I do about it. Because I'll be honest, this is one that I don't frequent that often. I pass by. I go, there it is. And that's about it. And that's not me trying to put it down. It is Oktoberfest.
Year round.
Well, and now, also, Matt Giesler is having a...
You lost it.
He's having a fit here.
So, one of my favorite...
I know what you're thinking, and you're going to leave it there. We're going to keep going.
In near my hometown, there's a place called Helen, Georgia.
Right.
Uh-huh. And it's awesome.
Helen, Georgia?
Helen. Helen. H-E-L-E-N.
Helen, yeah.
Andy Griffith's girlfriend. Andy Griffith's girlfriend in the Andy show.
Why are we talking about that?
It's Oktoberfest.
Andy Taylor's
there
girlfriend.
For like five months. Literally.
It's a German town in northeast Georgia.
Yeah. You turn on this road and then all of a sudden it just opens up and they've got mine shaft tours. They've got gold,
of course,
things.
Panning for gold.
Let's
get back to the Germany Pavilion.
I mean, it's German.
Have any of you guys spent a lot of time at the Germany? Yes, that lot has spent a lot of time. Why?
I love the German Pavilion. My wife can actually speak some German. Her band used to tour in Germany quite a bit. And so she's not like fluent, but she can speak enough German and she kind of looks the part, you know.
Like, okay.
Blonde hair, blue eyed. Like she looks like a... You know, she's from Germany. But she can speak well enough to where a lot of people from Germany.
She's kind of punk rock, and that's very popular there.
Metal's
still very much alive in Germany.
Right. Very much so.
Yeah, no,
she'll start talking, and then she'll apologize first sentence. She always puts the apology in, like, I don't speak German very well. And they laugh because they think she's joking. And then she'll stop talking, and they'll be like, sorry. You know, so that was fun to go to Germany with her. But
to the pavilion.
The pavilion... We always go there because it just brings back memories of trips. you know, to Germany. And I like the, it seems like one of the little unsung heroes of the shops in the pavilion, because, you know, like you go to the one in Japan and it's like massive and there's a lot of, you know, you can immerse yourself in the culture pretty well, but it seems like the German one's just kind of forgotten.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
I feel like most people only think of the train, the miniature train and village that happens. We've all seen that. Stop and look at that. If you have a kid, you definitely have stopped, enjoyed that sight, looked at it. I love Disney put out a few years back a POV, tilt-shifted camera on the train.
That's
as
cool.
It went through the village, you could see like what the village was supposed to look like. Very cool stuff. Obviously, let's just kind of head down. Attraction-wise, not really anything.
Not a lot.
Technically Agent P's, but...
But they have the beer garden.
Yes.
They have beer garden.
Like, which is an attraction unto itself.
Yeah. I will be completely honest and say I can't not remember the last time I ate at the beer garden.
I can remember the last time I ate at the beer
garden. All right, well, what's that experience
I was a
like?
Child, but I have a very... that was one of those... transported me out of Epcot kind of feelings, because it's so boisterous and busy and there's things going on and the long tables is very fun. I liked it.
What not to be confused with a beer garden.
But it is what it is.
In German.
Beer garden.
So one of my favorite family trips, I know this because I can do it because the castle was a birthday cake that year.
Yes, was the 25.
For the 25th was in 1996.
I went there.
And we took my grandparents on that trip, and it was kind of the first time. It was the first time I remember seeing my grandmother like have to use a wheelchair because it was just the walking was too much.
Yeah.
And my little brother, who now is in his early 20s, was his first time to see Disney World. And so it was our first, like, we took my little, I had been away at camp, and I kind of helped take the family and plan the trip. It was like the first time I had ever planned the Disney World trip. We lived it up big time and stayed in the Holiday Inn luxury resort off, and luxury is definitely in air quotes. But my grandmother loved Hummel figures. And what's now is the Carmel, it's Werther's sponsored, where you can get caramel apples and it's sponsored by Werther's.
See, I feel like I just don't spend enough time here. I don't even know what's in this pavilion.
That used to be... My family was in Germany because my grandfather was stationed there. So very much that's how she got into the Hummels. And so I very much remember her seeing the Hummels. And they had there's a very popular image painted, kind of inspired by the Saturday Evening Post guy of Mickey and Minnie looking at the sunset with Pluto in the background. And they had a Hummel of that. And so we went there. And I remember at the very end of the day, like 5 minutes before Epcot closed, she's like, I really want that. And so we... When my grandmother died, is something that we have in our house, and so it's a nice,
like a Norman Rockwell.
It was like a Norman Rockwell inspired Hummel, and so yeah, the pavilion has changed since then, because now that is
frozen. No kidding.
Yeah, I kind of wish there was like a Pinocchio kind of
some sort of characters,
some kind of like Pleasure Island experience, because that whole movie
Snow
was
White.
Yes.
She's available
she's,
there.
She's kind of in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Where? Okay, let's walk this through for people, because I don't even know.
So you're walking towards Germany from China. She's on the left, right before you get to where it opens up.
Like, she's literally like, there's a back door out of Germany. Yeah. She's like right there. There's a well
right
there.
By the cart. There's a pretzel cart there, right, or something? There's
some
a little
kind of
cart, and she's right there.
Okay.
The other neat thing that is in there is there's a store, the merchandise. They have the handmade bears that are made in Germany. I believe they're called Steins. They're really popular.
That's bears.
Yes, barely. Yeah. And then they have a whole bunch of, I don't know if you guys remember these growing up. This might have been before your time.
Smurfs.
The Playmobil toys.
Yeah.
Which were the little.
Oh, they're still very much popular.
Yeah, they're still very, they have a bunch of those.
Do you say Playmobil or do you say Playmobil?
I always said Playmobil.
I did too. But why?
Mm-hmm.
I've always said Playmobil. I think
T-Mobile.
Is it a cell phone or is it a ride?
There's no E.
Is it Berenstain?
I've always said Playmobil.
Or Berenstain.
Okay, yeah. Are we going to the Mandela effect, the Norman Rockwell effect? So there's a teddy bear store.
There's a store that has kind of like German toys.
The teddy bear is a toy shop with stuffed animals is hard to say. Medieval themed toys, finger puppet theaters, and of course teddy bears. reading this off of another competitive website, I guess, technically. But
and then they have a section in the gift shop where you can get the cuckoo clocks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cowbells.
Cowbells. And, of course, giant.
And you get nutcrackers?
Massive. Yes, probably in the beer steins.
There's a Christmas year-round Die Weihnachtseck. I don't know.
Germany has some of the best Christmas stores.
Yes.
In real Germany.
Which is another reason we frequent the German pavilion, because my mom is a crazy Christmas fan.
And that's on the other side of you come out of the German shop and you walk into the Christmas store.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need to look.
Get your glass-blown German pickle.
Right.
It's actually a very expansive pavilion. You just don't think of it as that because most people go to that first pretzel cart, get a beer, pretzel, look at the periwinkle. What's the thing?
Periwinkle.
What's the thing? The adventure thing?
The thingamabobber.
What?
Periwinkle?
Harry the platypus.
Doofenshmirtz.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's the only time I've been there is to see Doofenshmirtz on the cuckoo clock.
I couldn't think of it. I was trying, but there is, most people do that and then leave, but they don't realize how big and that there are other things to do in the Germany pavilion. Also, a key hotspot for drinking around the world.
Yes.
Because, yes, you can get the typical, I'm getting a German beer and pretzel, but their wine selection in the German pavilion is huge. They actually have the wine keller, which is, you know, like wine cellar in there. Lots of different varieties of German wines that you can get. And
flights. Flights of wine.
And if you do one of the professional Disney drinking around the world wine experiences, that's one of the stops that you do.
Well, I mean, I'm a professional, but
no, but I mean, like, if you could buy like a thing where you
a guided thing,
a guided,
right? And it's, you know, most people don't think of like things like Riesling, which is a very popular, you know, sweeter wine, is actually German, and so you can get a good Riesling there. They also have like Wurzelmeiner and things like
What's the Christmas wine? You know what I'm talking about?
Schnapps.
No,
Glühwein.
Eggnog. Glühwein.
Jägermeister.
I mean, you can get a shot of Jäger at the pretzel cart. You can get that. They also have other schnapps like
the heat of the summer.
Just they have feel like good. They have like apple schnapps that are German, like different things that you can try if you don't want to go the wine route or the beer route. Now they have liqueurs.
For beer garden, as someone who has not eaten there recently, because that type of food, not my wife's favorite. So we don't end up going there a lot.
I'm not a big bratwurst fan.
She ain't either. So it's like a buffet, right?
Buffet. All you care to eat, you go in. You are sat at a table with, I believe, eight. They're tables of eight. Some of them are six. Some of them might be ten. And it's basically all you care to eat.
Of course.
It's a buffet that kind of doubles. So as you go to the right and left, it's the same.
We need an all you care to eat shirt.
We do need an all you care to eat.
I feel like that's trademarked. Like, we'd look it up and be like, that's why they say that, because it's trademarked. Or they just felt for health reasons. We have to change it. It can't just be all you can eat. It's all you care to eat. All you've decided to eat.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's for German food, it's slightly above average, I would say.
Would you ever choose, like, if you're looking at the World Showcase Pavilion, is it in your top 10 restaurants you're going to go
to? It's in our rotation. We don't eat there all the time. It's more for nostalgia that we eat there.
Okay.
Because it has like, I think a lot of places at Disney you end up kind of going to because it's like you had a family gather. Like you go back goes there because of it's like it brings back memories of another time.
Well,
and,
and then too, like German food is not, Germany's not really known for its food. You know what I mean? It's known for beer. It's known for.
I disagree with that.
Like, it's kind of known. When
I love sauerkraut. I love the red cabbage. I love the spatzel.
It's, I don't want to get into the history lesson.
I mean, we know their food, but
what I was told why the food's
I don't love it.
But
it is peasant food.
It
yes.
Is. It is.
Right. But so is Irish food, and people go to Irish pubs. They like
Russian
shepherd's
food.
Pie. Russian food, definitely peasant food.
Well, maybe what
Any
I'm saying
you
is
Russians, you don't want to know what I've ingested.
It's not
this is
as
delicious.
Popular. It's not known as much as it is for its like beer or its wine or its candy.
Well, because their beer is so thick, like it is lunch.
There you go.
You don't need it.
So, back to Beer Garden.
What I think Beer Garden really does bring to the table is it's one of the things that you can't really go a lot of places and experience, because there is, it is supposedly set in Oktoberfest. I think it even says on the sign it's Oktoberfest every day. And there is a, you know, German band in their Lederhosen, you know, playing the German songs.
Right.
And the vibe in the room is like it's at moonlight. So it's like you're eating under the you know, the
Man, I can't even visualize this. This is how long it's been. When you hit me with, I thought I had it in my head, then when you said moonlight, I'm like, well, I don't.
Yeah, there's like the moon, you can see the moon in the night sky, and then there's the They always have the giant
people.
What is that? A giant trumpet or whatever? The thing that hits the ground that they hold up. And
oh, like the Ricola.
The Ricola thing. They play that and. Ricola.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this is not at all what I was expecting in my head.
Yeah, but I mean, I will say this: it is very, very popular with cast members from the college program and from the international program for their 21st birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a very likely chance that you're going to go in there.
Party down.
And be sat with, if you don't go in with a large group, that you're going to get sat with a couple of cast members drinking 2 gallons of beer that have never had anything to drink before
the
in their life.
The photos that I'm looking at don't look like they're giant tables you're meeting with people. I guess they are like 8 tops.
Yeah, 8 tops.
I feel like that's like small enough to where you should just be able to, I don't know. You know what I mean? Thankfully, my crew has now grown to, I'm looking at reservations for 8, 10, 12 people.
Right.
Which, by the way, real easy to find when you're booking character dining.
That's why you wanted a big 11. Family, because you didn't want it to get awkward at the German Pavilion.
I did like when we just had my son, we fly Southwest. It was like, full row, baby. Mm. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It, now
game changer.
Now it's 2 full rows, plus usually someone to help, because we can't wrangle 3 kids, 3 tiny, you know, this big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Through the airport.
This big ones. That's how you refer to your children. Yeah, we got a couple of this big ones, and a couple of this big ones, and this too many big ones.
You think she's that big?
I don't think I've ever thought of your child in the context of hand sizes.
Well, my son is huge for his age, and my girls are small for their age, so it's like they even each other out.
So you just got one average family, man.
Right in the middle. Just giants and not so giants.
I think what Beer Garden does bring is it's a fun dining experience to go with your family.
For kids?
Yeah, I would say it's a good, I mean, it has the standard.
Let's check out the menu here.
The beautiful thing about all the Disney all you care to eat, especially the buffets.
Just tell your kids they're eating a hot dog.
Well, they always have a kids section of like chicken fingers, hot dogs.
Yeah, mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
That's pretty typical at all of them.
Yep.
So let's check out what your entree options are. So remember, thinking about this, you're escaping the heat. It's 100 degrees in Florida. You're like, man, I need something to eat. And you're like, I'm going to this buffet that has a sausage platter, some pork schnitzel, some baked salmon with mustard cream sauce, some baked mac and cheese, some German meatloaf, assorted sides and meatballs and spatzel.
Liver sausage.
Don't see that listed, but yes. I just see a sausage platter, so that must be what it is. Desserts, black forest cake, seasonal cake.
What's your summer cake? Tell us your summer
cheesecake.
Cheesecake,
apple strudel.
They have a nice strudel with a vanilla sauce. That's kind of their signature dessert.
I may try this. I'm going down next week. I haven't made my reservations yet. There's like a 10% chance I may eat here.
Here's the other positive thing, is unless you're going during something that has
food and wine, which one I'm going.
Yeah, if you're going during a really popular artist, say you're going the day Hanson's playing. They're going to probably be filled up with a lot of your packages, your wine, your packages where you get seats to the concert or the.
Gotcha.
You know, yeah, and I think they get people. It's one of those restaurants that if it wasn't for those kind of things, it might be forgotten. But I think a lot of people go in there.
A little bit like Marrakesh.
Yeah.
Where it's like it's really good, but just people don't choose it.
Mm. It's also huge. Because it's like got 3 tiers of tables.
Yeah, for each of the beat when I'm down there, no one really I care to see.
No.
I got Jeffrey Osborne. Not really sure who that is, I'm going to be honest. And then the Postmodern Jukebox, which is a cover band.
Oh, see, that's cool. I like Postmodern Jukebox.
That doesn't sound cool. It's a cover band.
Have you seen Postmodern Jukebox?
Nope, don't know who they are.
Normally, Haley Reinhart from American Idol was singing with them for a while. Okay. They do like upbeat jazz band covers of like pop songs. Go watch some Postmodern Jukebox. I think you'd really be into it.
Okay. And then when I'm also there, you got 10,000 Maniacs.
Oh. What was their big...
That
song.
Nope. That's the Four Non Blondes.
Same thing.
She said,
I don't know. What is 10,000 Maniacs song? No one knows.
My
no.
Oh, that's
come
who it is?
Come on, girl.
All right.
Natalie Merchant was the lead singer.
Oh.
I'm guessing she's not now. No.
Now they're like the 999,000.
Now it's the not Natalie Merchant era of 10,000 Maniacs. And then Toad the White Sprocket is the Day We Leave, who I actually would see Walk on the Ocean. Right? That's their song, right? Walk on the ocean. No, no one knows.
Are they from none of the songs? Are they from Australia?
Just to That's be the one. With, they do both of those songs.
Right, okay.
It says known for Walk on the Ocean. So now we have a battle. What's a more popular song?
All I Want is my opinion.
It's okay. They say Hanson is this time it says in Bop last year. It said known for their song Thinking About Something.
Everybody's already going, no.
No, you're not. That's a song, yes, but that's not. You're not. You want to think you're known for that, but you're not. Sorry. All right. Should we stop here and do a little bit of an ad read there, Will?
Go for it.
Let's talk about our friends at Circa 1955. If you've ever been to their website, you know all about it. But if you haven't, you don't know about it. Or maybe you heard about it here and you're like, you know, my fingers are lazy. You know how many times I get a message a week that says, hey, tell me about that sponsor you had this week with the candles? At least once a week, I get one of those. Or, hey, tell me about another. A lot of people, like, for some reason, they can't go back and listen to our ad reads. They only start the show. It would not be that hard. But they sometimes don't know and they want to know. And I've said that so many times, circa 1955, they're the happiest candle collection on earth, people.
They should stop right now, tell Siri to go to it.
Yeah.
And so they remember.
And then subscribe.
Or set a reminder.
You can get the signature candle box. Maybe you get the Explorer box. Maybe you get the Sweet Treat box. I don't know. A lot of options there on the website.
They're about to re-release the old Star Wars box for Black Friday. So
you didn't hear that from us?
Yep.
But Nicole Nichols, who is a friend of ours, friend of a show for many years now, she created Circa 1955. A lot of the original customers of Circa 1955 came right here from WDW Today. One of our top sponsors has been a huge support to us, and we appreciate everything she does. Circa1955.com. Get started now with your subscription package or buy some individual candles if you choose that way. You can give a gift to somebody as well. It's a great Christmas item. I am going to be picking up a couple of them for sure. Though I've asked her a few times for some specific scents. Still waiting on those. Still waiting on my ET scent.
I think Nicole reached out one day. She's like, I think Logan's mom just signed up for Circa 1955.
You know what? I saw them at her house and I thought I had gifted those to her.
No, yeah.
I thought Amanda was like, we have so many of these awesome candles. Let's give some. No.
Your mom signed up for a subscription.
She doesn't listen to this show. So that means she just found it.
Nicole handing out subscriber information publicly.
Well, I mean, it's okay. It's my mom. I'll forgive her. Circa1955.com. I don't think I agree to not have my stuff saved. 1955.com. Check it out. Tell her you heard about it right here on WDW Today. Now, we were talking Germany. Any music in Germany? I feel like I've walked by and seen a little like burr, 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 burr.
In Beer Garden.
No, but even outside. Is there not a little stage?
They have a little pavilion there.
They used to have one at least. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never seen it out. I've only seen it inside.
Hang on here.
Let's check this out. See, we'll battle here. German Pavilion Music. Doot. Well. Doot.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
They at least was at some point. I don't know if it's still happening. Y'all can tell us. It looks like it, yeah.
But I think during
Food
and Wine.
In Beer Garden, they
like
have a stage.
Yeah.
Inside, right?
The Margaret Almer and the Bavarian Band.
There you go.
It says, led by the Queen of Yodelers, performs 5 days a week.
Who crowned her? That's what I want to know.
Nobody knows.
Well, you can't get too attached to a band on the World Showcase Pavilion. You mean when they're outside, they try to change them up now to keep you on your toes.
Mm. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that as time moves on. Try to think what else. Anything else in the German Pavilion? I haven't booked a reservation and ADR for my trip next week, so that should be pleasant.
Terry, do you know of any, like, extra thing that they do during kind of like Oktoberfest? I'm assuming that it's there's something
because it's Oktoberfest all the time. One of my favorite things.
Oh,
they
it's
do.
All the time.
Yes.
I didn't know if it like they had it.
But do they soup it up at all?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's always one of my favorite
it's
things.
Always
we
a
understand
party.
It's always Oktoberfest.
Did you guys know it's always Oktoberfest?
I heard it was always
the during the Christmas season they have the Santa character from the culture. From
yes,
the country.
I have a picture with that Santa.
Yeah, and the German
Father Christmas, whatever.
Yeah,
his name
the
is.
German one's a lot of fun.
That's Santa.
I think Saint they're Nicholas. Called the storytellers or something, where they come out, they tell the Christmas story
from their culture. Yeah, I do. I love that's my favorite Christmas things they do.
Yes, agreed.
I'm looking up what the Christmas Epcot Santa's name is. I looked up Epcot Santa instead of German Santa. German Santa is called. Let's
Santa
all take
Claus.
It's just Santa Claus. Yeah, you're right. So Father Christmas, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
or Der Wacken Knoxman.
That's like the lesser of Santas.
That's like the St. Nicholas.
Mm-hmm. There's a hidden Mickey in Germany.
Der Wacken Knoxman? I don't think you can say that in Germany. And there's also the Krampus, which they don't have.
The anti-Santa.
Yes. I wish, that would be the dream. If they had Krampus come out during a Germany pavilion, I almost want to rent the Germany pavilion out just to have a Krampus run, where all the Krampi come out and just attack the city.
The Krampi.
That's plural.
I get it.
Yeah. Well, without an S.
It's hard to say it the other way. Don't even try.
Right.
The Krampis?
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Don't try it the other way.
Don't
Moving
try
on.
It. He's telling you not to try it.
I don't know how to try it.
Good.
The other way.
Okay. All right, we're moving on. Continue.
Y'all, there's a hidden Mickey in Germany. I was going to tell you about it.
Tell us about it.
Because we talked about the hidden Mickeys.
You found this on a blog, didn't you, Grace?
I found it on a blog.
Yeah, hiddenmickeys.com.
Yeah, I know how to search blogs and stuff. You kind of got to go past the Google a little bit. When you're facing Germany, you look at the second floor of the building on the right, where there are three suits of armor, and on the third one, there's a hidden Mickey.
So that was plagiarism, because Grease read it word for word.
That's what they said on
that's
here.
That's not a very, like.
They also tell you how to say good day or hello in Germany.
Which is what?
Is Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, yeah. Everyone knows that.
Guten Tag.
Das Pretzels and Beer.
Oh, man, I don't know how to say that.
I got a Tervis. I don't know why that made me laugh.
I feel like the German pavilion there. It's kind of a place where you would expect to go up and tell them your shoe size and you would get skates.
If
DeGrees is going to comment on one thing about the German.
I don't disagree with that.
I know you don't. Tell it like it is over here on the far right.
Strangest thing.
My bar pass thought, on the German pavilion.
I would
Grease.
Never have thought that, but now that you've said it, that's exactly what it is.
Why does that make sense? It's weird how
either
it makes
that
sense.
Or it's a place for you to get a map. For the rest of the park. We've got maps and skates. Which one do you want?
It's an information booth.
Cash or credit. Can a magic man it? We don't take that. Oh, man. How great would it be to have skates at Disney?
Rollerblades?
I saw a house.
Skates.
A rental house, because y'all know we rent houses. I may have said this last week. Mm-hmm. Did I? It had a nice skating rink in the house, for goodness sake.
It wasn't an ice skating.
The one
skating
you rented?
The
one I rented did not.
It's more like a linoleum.
The one I rented
skating.
Is pretty like it has an Avatar themed like mural room for the kids, but it's not like over the top. It has a good arcade. That's what my son wanted. It was half the price, so we went with that one. I booked through a new organization for vacation homes. So I'll tell you about them. How my experience was. A
couple
weeks.
Plug.
No, so far
that's what I'm saying.
Been a little mixed.
Free bad plug.
They changed my early check-in time. Got uh-oh. A little. Yep. I don't know.
You can't check in early anymore?
No, I can check in early. It's not as early. They were like 9 a.m. Now they're like, it's 1 p.m.
That's not early.
That's like check-in.
4 p.m. is check-in.
Why did you go with these, Jeeves?
They were about 65% cheaper than the other option.
Yeah, because you get 65% less of the day.
Including the same house. Someone just asked, is that a House of Heroes t-shirt?
It is.
Speaking of, can we pan the camera?
Yeah.
Can we pan the camera?
Today is
engineering this show from
the one and only.
Well, actually, I mean, you're kind of from House of Heroes.
I toured for a minute.
I saw you multiple times before we even knew each other.
Toured with bass.
Did we pan the camera?
I don't think we can pan the camera. All the way.
Pan?
Can we show?
Over here.
Oh, it's trying to move. Not to.
If you're watching us live right now on Patreon,
you would be seeing the
there
lead singer of House of Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
What's his name? It's also his birthday.
Tim Skipper. Yeah,
it's Tim's birthday Skipper,
that's
today.
Right. Happy birthday, Tim.
Yay.
Let's all sing happy birthday to Tim Skipper in German.
Okay. Feliz cumpleaños a ti.
Danke schön.
Hey, Todd. Can
happy birthday from all of us to you.
Hey, Tim. Todd wants to know where he can get that shirt.
Hey.
Where he can get that shirt?
Yeah.
I think we're out of them now.
We're out of them. Okay. Sorry, Todd.
All right, Todd. Well, I'm happy that we have some viewers.
That's going to do it from House of Heroes fans.
They Indiegogo the last record for you. There you go. Congratulations. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
Todd, you're the man. All right. Well, with that being said, I'm going to Walt Disney World next week, so we got to figure out how we're going to do a show next week. Y'all can just do it without me.
And take the week off.
Take the week off. Or
leave the kids at home.
Maybe we can do a show later this week. We'll see. Because we probably need to do some other stuff, too. So maybe it's worth doing a show later this week. We'll see. None of your business, y'all listeners. But I'll be in Walt Disney World all next week. If you are in the Orlando area, come see me on the 20th at 11 a.m.
If you're free,
is that when your check-in is?
If you're free after, check-in.
Before breakfast.
Yeah, if you have Friday off at work or something, or you're on vacation, you're like, I really want to see downtown Orlando. Come down Orlando to the Plaza Cobb Theater, to the Orlando Film Festival. We're screening our film, Welcome Home, Dick Van Dyke, at 11 a.m. on Friday. I will be there. Our producer, Dylan Spears, will be there. He wrote the music to WTW today, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You can join us there. Come say hello. And it's only $20 for a full day pass. So if you're just looking for a different kind of experience, $20 for a day pass to Orlando Film Festival. You can see a lot of great movies and kick off your day with us and enjoy yourself. So it's going to be fun. And later that night, I'll probably be at Horror Nights. I don't really know where. I'm going to be in the parks. I haven't made my ADRs yet. It's dangerous.
Oof, living on the edge.
I didn't know how many people were coming. And then I'm waiting for some cancellations because I know they're going to happen. So looks like it's a pretty quiet week. It's a week after the crazy week. So I'm going to just chill. Hopefully enjoy myself. It's going to be quiet. Very quiet.
Too quiet.
Too quiet. With that, we're going to wrap up the show. Thanks to our sponsor, Circa1955.com, for supporting our show. You guys got anything going on later this week? Next week?
Probably just recording another show, which is what you just said we're doing.
So. I mean, or y'all just do it without me. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Leave the kids at home.
Yeah. What you got going on this week, Grease?
I'm doing a couple shows with Will.
Y'all are getting way, way backlogged. Oh, I'm going to be on the podcast.
Also, this is a true statement.
You don't know when it's coming out yet. We recorded it already.
It'll either be it'll be after this show is released.
So by Wednesday, it'll be out?
No, I said we'll release it after this show is released.
Sometime after.
Yeah, it'll be the next thing that comes out from the podcast after you listen to this show.
Logan's real greasy right
now.
So
if you go back, if you go now, it may be there. It may not be there. But the next thing that gets updated, it will be there.
Correct.
By the latest next Monday.
Right.
There will be a show where we talked about the pod cruise, had a lot of fun over in your studio.
Uh-huh.
And you can find that on thepodcast.com.
Thepodcast.com.
Or just look for it on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little Jefferson's Ocean, too. We got a little themey.
We did. That's when we found out that on the cruise, there's a Irish pub called Ocean's,
yeah.
Which we realized is just Ocean's.
And it has all-you-can-eat wings.
Yeah, 24/7. So if you think that all-you-care-to-eat business is up for you, what if you just have regular all-you-can-eat? Yeah. Because all-you-care-to-eat, I feel like, is like that we're going to kick you out at some point. All-you-can-eat is like, no, you're stuck here on this cruise. Guess what? Bottomless wings.
Oceans.
Will and I are going to do Oceans. A show from there at 6 a.m. eating wings. It's going to be.
Why are you going to get. Are you going to be awake still?
I thought
still?
That was our sunrise show.
Well, we're doing two.
No, I'm not waking up twice at 6 a.m. on a cruise
ship. Yes, you are, because it's so funny. 6 a.m., crushing some wings.
What, I would rather just do it at 4 a.m. and then go to bed.
Oh, we could do that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Compromise.
I mean,
folks.
I don't want to get. I mean, we don't have to get crazy about it.
That's going to do it this week on the show.
I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm The Grease.
I'm Matt Lott.
And we'll see you
on the pod cruise.
On the next show.